This is Hawks Basketball from SFMSports.net.
58-55, the final score here in Toledo. The Hawks fall by 3 points. Doug Newton here, and I'm joined by head coach Bobby Collins. And Bobby, we talked about in the pregame show, finishing games is what this team needs to learn. And unfortunately, this was about the worst case scenario for finishing games with a 4-point lead in the final minute. Just, it didn't come through.
No, not at all. No, man, this one hurts because we put a lot of energy in just giving ourselves a chance to be in the game at the end. And I'm proud of our guys at the fight and our efforts, but we got to find a way to win those close games. We know what our shortcomings are. Like I said, this road trip has allowed us to know who our team is. And when a coach can identify what his team is, he can work with what he got. And we'll get better because of it. Now I got to go in there some kind of way, pick their heads up, because I believe that everybody wanted to win this game, and we knew what it meant. But we got to find a way, and we will.
You trailed by 19 late in the first half, and then you came out in the second half with the reserves out there. The starters did not come back out, and the reserves really gave you a ton of energy. You were just talking about how proud you were of your guys battling back, but those guys coming off the bench really showed why they deserve to get some playing time as they brought the team back.
You know, it's the very thing that I've been, a couple of games earlier, we were talking about effort. How you got to give me a first, second, and third effort. Your first effort is not enough. And that reserve team came in and really gave it. And they had a lot of fun doing it. And then the starters started saying, well, you know what? We want to have fun too.
Right.
I'm like, that's what I've been telling you the whole time. And I told my coaches, regardless of what we say, it's not going to be us that figure it out. They're going to have to figure it out. And they're going to have to want to do it. And tonight, they gave us a chance. The reserves really gave us a chance. I'm proud of them.
In the first half, the offense really struggled, but it seemed like in the second half, the offense picked up because of the defense. The full court pressure really got to Bucknell on the game, forcing 19 turnovers. You got to like what you saw in terms of applying that pressure, just relentless.
Yeah, I am. And that's something that we're going to go to. Now that I know, like I said, I didn't know.
Right.
Now I have an idea of what the reserves can give us. And this trip has been very, very beneficial for us. And I know the win-loss column doesn't indicate that, but it also doesn't define our team. We're going to find a way to win those games because this team has some fight. We just got to find a way to win these close games to get that confidence that it sorely needs.
Did you ever have a game sting like this one is feeling right now?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You stay in this game long enough, it's going to happen.
What do you say to the guys now? Obviously, they'll have a little bit of break for the holiday, but you play another road game on Saturday against Fordham. Obviously, you get a trip home, you can kind of relax. But on one hand, like I said in the pregame, it's encouraging because of the effort in the second half, but so frustrating because the record is still a record.
Yeah, it's very frustrating because we want to... You know, we want to win some games.
Yeah.
These guys, the seniors and juniors, have really struggled in the last couple of years, and I want them to go out with a bang. But, you know, just like, again, like I said, this doesn't define our team, the win-loss column. We're going to be a better team because of what we've experienced. And we really need some practice time.
Yeah.
Now with us understanding what we have, we got to find that practice time so that we can correct those things and get better.
Well, Bobby, I'll let you go. You certainly deserved better than 0-2 here in Toledo, these two games against Detroit and Bucknell, but unfortunately, a heartbreaking loss here against the Bucknell Bison. Once again, thank you.
Thank you.
As we always appreciate your time here on the Geico postgame show. It's head coach Bobby Collins, kind enough to join us as we recap this heartbreaking 58-55 defeat. The Hawks have a lead of 4 points going into the final minute. But a foul on a three-pointer as Chris Haas scores 6 straight points, including 3 really clutch free throws to give the Bison the lead and ultimately the 3-point victory, 58-55.
The Hawks Sports Network.